Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about The Lion King. Hakuna Ma podcast? Well, be prepared to feel the love tonight. I might cry when we talk about Scar murdering Mufasa, but what do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula? One thing's for sure, I just can't wait to be king. But first, I can't wait to play our theme song. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, it's 2018, the year of brain compliments.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Elise, you got a pretty nice brain.
Thanks. So do you.
Thank you.
And that's it.
I know. What else can you say about a brain? You can't say it's pretty.
Well, I mean, brain is really just kind of the general word. What the idea is, we're complimenting each other for, you know, our wits and our logic.
Oh, so not the physical object.
That's fine, too. But kind of the main point is, like, look inside.
Okay. I haven't thought about it in that regard. I've been thinking of it like if I were a zombie.
Mm.
So I guess you could say you got a nice flavored brain.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that.
You don't know.
What? That was really ominous, and I'm kind of worried that part of my brain is missing.
Guys, well, today we're talking about The Lion King, a.k.a. to Hakuna Matata or not to Hakuna Matata. That is the question. Thanks at the formal review for that alternate title. Guys, we do alternate titles every week, and the formal review, you knocked it out of the park.
You know, I just realized that that means to no worries or to not no worries.
Or
that is a question.
To no worries for the rest of your days or not to no worries for the rest of your days.
Even better. Wow.
That doesn't quite make sense, but you know what? I like it.
I like it.
You know what else I like? I like that we finally get an episode where I can talk about lions murdering each other.
Oh, you have been wanting to do that.
I know. I mean, I've said it from day one. Episode one was The Sound of Music, and I said, guys, Sound of Music was great, but I wish there was more lion murder.
Yeah, and you weren't lying.
I like to call lion murder Hama Pride. That sounded weirder than I meant it to. It was like homicide, but pride, but it sounded like a gay thing.
It 100% did, and it took me a while. Good brain formulation, though.
Hey, thank you for the brain compliment.
Sure, anytime.
Speaking of any time, I would watch The Lion King anytime, but I haven't watched it in a while. It's been a long time.
Didn't you just watch it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Oh.
But come on, you know what I meant.
Well, I was wondering if maybe you didn't watch it. Samesies. A real long while since I had seen it.
I think I watched it a lot growing up. I know it was one of the ones I saw in theaters. I keep saying that about these Disney movies.
Yeah.
But, like, other than The Little Mermaid, I was a little too young for that one. But Mulan, Aladdin, and Lion King, I've seen them all in theaters. And I'm proud to say that.
I mean, that is pretty cool. I was too young to see them in theaters. But, you know, I got them on VHS and watched the crap out of them.
Yeah, did you get it on Laserdisc?
Whom?
Do you remember your response to this movie when you were a kid? Like, what'd you feel about it? What'd you like? What'd you hate?
Oh, you know, it was so weird. This is not quite answering your question, but sort of. When I was watching it this week, when I saw those little monkeys in the I Just Can't Wait to Be King scene, the little monkeys, like, hang by their tails.
Yeah, that's what monkeys do.
Okay.
Oh, you learned what a monkey was last week, so...
Oh, that's true. I was still like, whoa. But then after that, I had like this flashback to playing some sort of game. And then I Googled it, and it was this Lion King game we had on Sega Genesis. And I played it like all the time. And then I just like watched a YouTube video of some guy playing it for like 5 minutes. And it was so great.
I don't remember the Lion King video game. I did play the Aladdin one a lot growing up. But
I didn't know there was an Aladdin one.
The Aladdin one's fun. You jump through the streets and it's like Gotta dedicate, gotta da-da-da.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Well, yeah, this one was like you bounce on like the rhino's nose and he like bounces you into the air and then the monkeys catch you and then they throw you to the other monkeys and you just keep throwing.
Yeah, that does sound familiar now. I bet if I watched a video of it as well, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, the Lion King video game.
Yeah.
Durr.
Yeah. And then you like roar at the monkeys so they would switch directions and throw you the opposite way.
But do you really roar? I mean, you're tiny Simba at this point.
Yeah, you're Simba. And you roar.
But little Simba didn't really roar.
Well, he's like, roar! Like that.
That's weird. Sound like an alien was trying to come out of my body. That was my Homa pride coming out.
Oh, help us. Anyways, that didn't answer your question, but it was weird. It was like the video game. I think I probably played that more than I actually watched it. So like that came to mind and I love that. Right. Otherwise, I just remember always being really confused by Simba being an adult and like still not realizing that like his father's death wasn't his fault. That always confused me.
I mean, I feel like he had a good vantage point to see Scar throw Mufasa into the herd.
He didn't. But like,
oh, okay.
But like I could see like a young cub being confused about like, whoa, like what really happened? But then I would think as he got older, he would be like, oh, I see now that this wasn't my fault.
I don't know. I think Scar really got into his head on that one.
Mm.
The whole thing was like, he thinks he started the stampede, right? That was pretty much, and like, it's not just that Mufasa had to come and save him, but didn't he think his roar was like what started the stampede? That's the feeling I got.
Mm. I can't answer that. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I'm to blame. I'm the one that took that piece of brain out of your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rude, actually.
Well, let's get into the music. This is full of some great songs. The Lion King is, of course. That's what I'm talking about.
This podcast?
This podcast could have been full of great music.
Yeah.
So we have some songs composed by Elton John and lyrics by Tim Rice, who you didn't know who Tim Rice was last week, but now you know. Now you know.
Yeah, I just forgot a little bit because of the brain thing.
Right. But anyways, we got a great selection of songs, not very many songs, as we've found to be a trend in these Disney musicals.
Yeah,
but
a shame.
It is a shame, but I feel like because there's less songs, there's less fat, you know? They kind of trim it down to the good stuff. We've got songs like The Circle of Life, I Just Can't Wait to Be King, Be Prepared, Hakuna Matata, and Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Is that all of them?
I believe so.
Okay.
Now, we also have a great score by Hans Zimmer, who, I mean, he's done movies like Dunkirk, the Batman trilogy.
Yeah, I think I liked him on Facebook, so I'm doing my part.
But I was listening to the score as well as I was rewatching this, and I was like, wow, this is really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fits the movie so well. The movie's so epic in the way that it looks. And the story is very epic story. This is one of the first really epic Disney movies. And the score just matches it perfectly. So do you want to talk about favorite songs, least favorite songs? Do you want to get into that?
Let's get into it.
All right. Let's start with least favorite song. Elise, what's your least favorite song?
I'm just not really a huge fan of Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight? Now, which version? The version in the movie or the Elton John version in the credits?
Both. do you want me to pick one?
Yeah, well, which one's better in your opinion? I know you hate them both, apparently.
Which one's better? I don't hate them. I didn't say I hated them.
Just least favorite, yeah.
Yeah, I would say the Elton John version's probably least good.
Yeah, the version in the movie, I guess, fits more. It makes sense not to have the Elton John version in the movie. Would have been distracting.
That would have been really, yeah. And I mean, I liked the interactions and the passing of time.
Well, I guess, actually, time passes more in Hakuna Matata.
Well, you're right about that.
Like, literally, you see him, like, fading from a child to an adult.
I do love that part, though.
Where they're, like, moving their little heads back and forth.
Yeah, Hakuna, he's so cute. Matata, he's just growing up right in front of your very own eyes.
I'll say my least favorite song is also Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Good choice.
Yeah, I'm hopping on that train.
And why do you feel that way?
I just feel like the love story between Simba and Nala is a little, like, it doesn't really come to fruition.
Well, they have a baby.
Well, okay, it comes to fruition in that way. It's not essential to a reason to come back, you know? It's nice that he meets her and she's like, oh, we thought you were dead. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not dead. And she's like, you should come back. But I don't feel like he's coming back for her.
Yeah.
He's just coming back because he feels like it needs to be done. So I don't know. The love story aspect is a little kind of like, huh?
I like to think of it as she was softening him up, getting him ready to like make that decision. Like she's kind of like planting that seed and like, you know, think about us, think about how we need you, think about what's going on in the Pride Lands. That kind of leads to his decision eventually to go back.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I get that.
Like it's part A.
Yeah, it's a little bit of motivation for him, I suppose. I think the more interesting aspect of that song is Timon and Pumbaa all of a sudden being like, oh, we're about to get left. That's sad.
That is actually really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's like if the song was just about that, I think I'd like the song more, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, least favorite. Well, what about most favorite song? Or also known as favorite song? Didn't have to say most.
Ooh, I like having the choices. I would have to go with I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Because I just can't wait to be king.
Everybody look left.
Now, when I stepped up, that's my Zazu.
You gotta look left.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody look right. Are you gonna look right?
Yeah, I did look right.
Oh, gosh, he didn't really. Well, anyways, that's my favorite song. You know, it's just so fun, and it makes me want to be king.
Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Thank you for the mind compliment. Yes. but yeah, and then you've got the Zazu, you know, interaction going on, too, which is great. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, guys, stop. And they're like, uh-uh.
Do you know who plays Zazu, by the way?
I don't think I do.
Do you know Mr. Bean?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mr. Bean, Rowan really? Atkinson. Yeah.
That is fascinating.
I love Rowan Atkinson, so like, I'm happy that Mr. Bean made it into a Disney movie.
I mean, two wings up.
I also like how the animation style changes during that song, which I think is really fun.
Yeah,
it gets like more stylized and, I don't know, just bright colors and everything. And
yeah.
It's just a fun that, scene.
Like, that like African vibe to it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you got a large stack of animals at the end, you know, hey.
You're doing something right.
You know, I think when I was a kid, I was going, you know what, that's going to fall over. And then it did, in a very comedic way, leaving a little Zazu under the butt of a rhino, and hey.
But see, that whole scene with all the crazy stuff happening is exactly what the Lion King game is.
That's fine. I need to play this game. Get me a Sega Genesis.
I'm serious. You would love this game. It's so fun.
Hey, I believe you. Okay, so my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is hard for me.
Well,
instinctually, I want to go Hakuna Matata.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like...
Great song.
It's super fun, very iconic. The one I would listen to more is Hakuna Matata, but I think the better song is The Circle of Life, and let me tell you why.
Okay. Tell me why.
Everybody knows the... whatever. Everybody's got their own version of that too. Mm-hmm. Never heard it sung the same way twice.
Right.
I actually heard that they used the whole song as the trailer for the movie when it was originally put out. So like that whole opening scene they thought was so epic and beautiful. And they were like, you know what? Let's just use this for the trailer.
Also, I don't think it really gives you a good feel for what the movie's going to be about.
Oh, no. I disagree with that.
Really? If you only saw, like, the beautiful, like, sunrise and, like, the animals, like, eating grass and, like, and then they'd be like, all right, that's the trailer. And you're like, oh, it's like a nature thing.
Well, no, but it leads up to, like, Rafiki holding up Simba.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hits that, like, deep, like, drum beat.
Doo-doo-doom. And, yeah.
Yeah, and it just says the Lion King. And you're like, I know what this is about to be about. See, it all leads up to that. And you're like, that kid, he's going to be king one day.
I just think there's a lot of heart and like humor, and it's like you say, epic, and I would agree, but it has a lot of other fun, lighthearted elements too. So
oh, yeah, but
that's all I'm trying to say.
Right. But I think that using that as a trailer, I think it's a smart idea. Honestly, they were like, audiences loved it when they saw it. They're very enthusiastic. And the executives hadn't finished the movie at that point mm-hmm. when the trailer came out. And they were like, oh no, what if the rest of the movie doesn't live up to that opening scene? Because everybody loved it so much. But anyways, I think that's why that one's my favorite song. I mean, I get goosebumps when I mean, and it's the whole thing is the circle of life. And you get that same feel at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it goes back to the mirroring of Simba holding up his child at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so beautiful. Circle of life. It's all circular. It's circle. You go up and down and around. But I do want to say this, though. Even though the Circle of Life is my favorite song,
mm-hmm.
there is a song that I like more, but I didn't think it would count as a song. But it is the song that Timon sings when he's doing the little hula dance, you know, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, you're aching? Yep, for some bacon. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
Yes.
If we can count that song, even though it's only like 25 seconds long, that's my favorite song.
Is it on the soundtrack?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me see. What would that even be called?
Aching for Bacon?
Mm-mm.
It's really not on the soundtrack. They need to put that on the soundtrack.
Sorry.
We heard it here, folks. That song is not.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show where we look up things on Spotify that you could also look up yourself.
You're welcome. Anyways, Timon dressed like that is so funny.
Yeah, totally. And even just that comment about like what you said in the opening. What are we going to do? Dress and drag?
And do the hula?
Immediately.
Then Pumbaa doing the little yup. Mm. I mean, come on. Whoever wrote that. I'm assuming Tim Rice wrote that one, right? That was hard to say. I didn't even say
Tim
it right.
Tim Rice riced it. I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting fact to know. I wish we had some way of knowing.
Yeah, I wish we were prepared.
Welcome to the show where we just ask you guys questions and you don't answer us.
Please tweet at us if you know the answers to our podcast questions. What am I saying?
No, that's right.
Well, remember, this is the show that brings you facts any 9-year-old could look up on IMDb.
But we don't.
Yeah, but we didn't look that one up. Well, speaking of facts, I have some facts mm-hmm. for you, Elise. We're going to play Fact or Faked. Play that theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby.
All right, guys. Welcome to Fact or Faked. This is where I give you 3 facts, but one of them is not really a fact. It's a little stinker.
Come on. No lion fun? Somewhere where the light won't touch it?
Yes, that's what it is. Okay. This little one of them's hiding where the light won't touch it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so are you ready? Do you get the gist? Do you understand what's going on?
I've played this once or twice.
Okay, and guys, play along at home, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, here is your first fact. Zazu, the character of Zazu,
mm-hmm.
was based on a professor that several of the Walt Disney feature animators had while in art school.
That's interesting.
That is your first fact.
Okay.
Second fact. Scar was originally supposed to be the leader of the baboons, and Rafiki was a cheetah. That is your second fact.
Okay.
Third fact. Tim Curry was originally considered for the role of Scar, but he left the role to be in Home Alone 2. So those are your 3 facts. You've got Zazu based on an art school professor.
Mm-hmm.
Scar was originally a baboon and Rafiki was a cheetah. And Tim Curry was originally supposed to be Scar, but he left to be in Home Alone 2. What you thinking?
So I love the idea of Zazu being based off of a professor. I think that's hilarious. And a nice little shout out. Yep, nod.
It's a nod and a shout. Imagine somebody nodding and shouting at the same time.
Yeah. Why is that? So that's kind of nice, but it's also like a little dig too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Zazu was kind of like a stick in the mud.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. So anyways, I like that. I think that's got to be real. For the second fact, I mean, it's possible, but I couldn't see why. I don't know what the reasoning would be. So
the reasoning behind Scar being a baboon?
Right. And Rafiki being a cheetah.
Well, I'm not sure what the reasoning would be either, other than maybe originally when they were writing, they just had more animals involved.
Third is Tim Curry. That sounds right. If I had to pick one, I'm going to pick the second one is the where the light won't touch it.
Okay, so you think the light won't touch Scar being the leader of the baboons. The Baboon King.
Mm-hmm.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Ankh.
Ankh?
Ankh.
Serious?
Seriously, sorry, no, that's wrong.
Really?
That one was true, yeah.
You're
and
sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
But I don't, I'm with you. I don't really understand the what the plot would have been behind that. Why would the baboon want to take over the kingdom from the kings? I mean, just lead the baboons, man.
Well, why would the hyenas?
Well, but it wasn't really the hyenas. It was Scar, but he didn't have a following amongst the
right.
His own pride.
Why would Rafiki be a cheetah, though?
Well, I don't know. You're asking me all these questions that I mean...
Guys, help us out. Answer our questions.
I don't understand
Please.
The reasonings behind these, but yeah, cheetah Rafiki, don't like it. Much prefer him as a baboon. Think
I
they
mean,
went
a
with
cheetah
a,
is practically a lion.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, it's like the same family. So I think that is D-U-M-B.
Well, I mean, but they changed it. So that's the good thing. They
yeah.
didn't do this.
Right, right, right.
Right. Okay, so yeah, that one was actually true. The other true one was Tim Curry being considered for Scar but leaving to be in Home Alone 2.
He would.
I you know what? I would have liked him as Scar.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood why he left, because I heard when the original script was written for The Lion King, it was like, who would want to watch this?
Oh.
I don't know what it was originally, but it was apparently not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Much like I heard that same thing with Toy Story. Like a lot of people were like, what is this? So, I mean, Home Alone was already a successful movie. So to be in the second one was probably like, he
it's
was guaranteed.
Bet.
Yeah, a better bet. But too bad. Tim Curry Scar would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
A lot of people are saying this movie's it's very similar to Hamlet, and it was inspired by Hamlet. But also, this it's still an original story. This was like apparently the first Disney movie to not be based on something, which is insane. They went. I mean,
yeah.
I think this is like the 32nd or something Disney movie to be made, and it's the first one. They were like, you know what? Maybe we should think of something
on our own.
Yeah.
Stop stealing.
And then I just made up the Zazu thing.
Well, good job. You stumped me.
Well, and hey, good job to you, too. You didn't get it right.
Hey. It's kind of rude. But that's fine. I still have my pride. yeah, so are you going to tell me what you used to say for that song?
Oh, I mean, I can't. I mean, pretty much like Ha Savanya, Babarabichioba.
Oh, it sounds like a minion.
It does sound like a minion.
Yeah.
Hasvenya badada.
Okay. See, mine
that
was.
Didn't sound like a minion.
Mine was always. Ah, chicha, nigiri, giddy, away, baba. Every time when I was little, sang it the same way.
Does it match when you sing it along?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Well, you know, my family would be like, those aren't the words. And I'd be like, and you suck. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if there are actually... Are there lyrics? I mean,
it's... Yeah.
Somebody's written it out, I guess, somewhere.
Yeah, I would think so, right? Now I feel perplexed.
I'm perplexed.
That
was my King George III from Hamilton impression.
I like that.
Thank
I was
you.
Just listening to that today.
I'm perplexed.
Is that the part where he says, are they... Going to keep
Are
on
they
replacing?
Going to keep on replacing who's at who's in charge? Well, that could go good with Scar taking over Pride Rock.
Oh, if so, who's next?
John Adams. What do you think about the song Be Prepared?
So when I watched it this time, I was kind of surprised because I remember liking that song a lot more. And I think it's still good. It's fine. But I remember it being more like... I don't know, more intense, I don't know, scary?
It's still kind of dark.
Oh, it's definitely dark. I mean,
I think
it's literally dark, but...
Well, but I mean, I think it's still got an intensity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the hyenas marching like Nazis is kind of like creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy that song. My favorite part of the song, honestly, though, isn't the singing. It's the hyenas going, "No king, no king, la 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 la."
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I think it's interesting, too, because I think Scar is just an interesting character because I feel like at the beginning of the movie, you don't know quite how far he's willing to go or quite how dark he is. And then that song is kind of unleashing that a little bit, cluing you in.
Scar's a weird character because he's obviously jealous. Mm-hmm. He's obviously jealous of his brother Mufasa. And
I don't know why you shook your head like that.
I don't know why I said it that way either. But it's interesting, like, why did it take so long for him to do this? You know, why did he have to wait until Simba was born? It seems like if he would have killed Mufasa before there was an heir to the throne, it would have been smarter. I don't know. I just don't know what, like, why wait so long? And then also, maybe he's just a little bit of a coward because it seems like he's always kind of having other people. He needs like approval or something or help or what? Like, what?
I feel like I'm 100% reading into it too much, but I felt like towards the beginning there was a sense of like depression, like lion depression, because he was such, he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like the underdog, the underlion. I think it was kind of just a matter of like, poor me, poor me. And then it was finally like, you know what? I'm just going to start killing people.
Okay. So you just think like there was a point where he just had a breaking point.
You know, he finally cracked.
I guess that makes sense.
But can we also talk about how him and Mufasa look nothing alike, and then he's got, like, a British accent?
Yeah, and maybe he's adopted. You know, and how did he get the scar?
Yeah, did they never tell us that? And also,
maybe Mufasa abused him when he was a kid.
God. Did he change his name to Scar after he got the scar? Or did they name him Scar knowing he would have a scar? Or did they name him Scar because they knew that he would be scarred by the fact that he wasn't going to be king?
I think it was a nickname that other people gave him and it stuck. And that's part of the reason he went insane. Like, he was so pissed off. He's like, I hate that nickname.
But like one tiny little scar and people change his name to Scar?
Well, it's not a tiny scar. It's like a huge, like, Dr. Evil-sized scar on his face.
No, it's just like that little one over his eye, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not unnoticeable. I mean, I would make fun of it if it... Never mind.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that was acceptable, you know? Maybe they had some sort of, like, online bullying.
Online bullying.
Online bullying.
Oh. Gotcha. Huh. That could be. When you really think about it, it's a solid option.
I think we're talking about Scar a little bit too much and his psychological problems.
What?
I mean, it's interesting, but I don't know. I think we've dived a little too deep into this water hole.
Can we talk about Rafiki?
Please. Simpazana, squash banana, yeah.
And by we, I mean, can you talk about Rafiki?
Yeah, that's all I have to say about Rafiki.
Oh, just that?
Well, no, not entirely. I love Rafiki. I think that was probably one of my favorite characters when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's something mysterious about him, but also funny and like wise.
Yeah.
And what does he say? Like, he hits him on the head.
Oh, and he says, like, that was in the past.
Yeah. And he's like, the past still hurts, but we learn from it or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I love those characters like Yoda's like that, you know, like the crazy but wise guy is, I like that character.
He's kind of like the Socrates of the movie, the therapist.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I saw it, I said, this guy's like Socrates.
When you were like 2 years old. Oh, wait, how old were you? Five?
Let's see, this came out in 94. I was eight.
Oh, eight. Oh, by eight, you would have probably known who Socrates was, right?
He was my favorite guy when I was eight.
It always, like, really, like, there's something really soothing about watching Rafiki, like, draw the mane on baby Simba with, like, whatever that is. What is that?
What is that? Yeah, like...
I've always wondered what that is.
Some sort of juice from a fruit. Fruit juice.
But... Okay. In that scenario, it seemed like some sort of weird chalky substance. But yeah, when he rubs it on his head in the beginning of the movie, that was definitely some sort of juice.
I don't know. It's like slightly like black light lit.
Huh?
Black light lit? Like, oh. You know that, like, glowing black light stuff? Have you ever seen black lights before?
Yeah.
Black lights matter.
All lights matter, James.
Sorry.
All.
All, everybody on the spectrum.
Are you, okay, but hold on. Are you referring to the mane?
Like when he first puts the juice on Simba's head, on the drawing of Simba at the beginning.
Oh, the drawing. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I just really, like, I could watch Rafiki draw with his thumb, like, all day and just feel really euphoric.
I mean, I agree with you, but, like, why?
Well, it's probably, like, you know, like, you watch Bob Ross or something, and you're just like, ah. Oh.
Rafiki, you know, he's the Socrates of The Lion King, but he's also the Bob Ross of The Lion King.
I mean, those drawings are lit.
Okay, everybody, we're going to try something new. We've never done this before on the show, but it might fail, and who knows? We'll see what happens.
We've never even done this in our lives.
Yeah, I've never done this before. We're going to try something we're calling
Acapulokey.
Mm-hmm. This is acapella karaoke. So what's going to happen is we're going to play a song from this musical in our headphones, so you will not be able to hear it, but we are going to try to sing along with the lyrics. Now, I do not know all the lyrics to these songs, so that is the fun in it. We will see what happens because...
Wait, maybe we should do this to... but we both have the same least favorite song.
But that's okay. I don't know if I know all the words anyway to most of these, so...
Okay.
Like, be prepared. I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't. I know nothing.
Okay, let's do... you're going to do Be Prepared.
I don't know any... But, like, I literally only know the words Be Prepared. It would be like a minute long of silence and then me being like, well, you be prepared.
You have to still try to sing the words.
Oh my gosh. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, well, how about the Circle of Life? You want to do that one? So we're going to start this off with Elise.
Oh, I'm starting?
Yes, you are. Elise is going to start us off with the most famous song probably from The Lion King, the opening song, The Circle of Life. So okay. Elise... Take it away in this version of the acapulokey, that's acapella karaoke.
Okay.
Circle of Life. Hit it.
Ah, sequinja, babarichi, baba, sidi, winyam, ye, quinja, ba, ha, sequinja, babarichi,
baba. It's not so bad. Baba.
That is,
I take it back. This is better.
This is good. Day we arrived on the planet. And we soon step into the sun.
There we go.
More to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done.
There we go. Change that octave.
Far too much to take in here. To find anything to be found.
Turdy found is what you said.
The sun rolling high. The sapphire sky.
Changing.
Small. The edge of the spine. Circle of life. Hey, and it moves and soars.
Are those the words?
And it spans and all on through the fervent floor.
Fervent? They say fervent?
Till we find our place. With a path unwinding.
Did you just switch to harmony?
Did I? In the circle. The circle of life.
All right, there we go. Bravo.
So,
bravo.
I mean, pretty good, right?
I mean, I followed most of that.
I think I knew like 7 words.
Yeah, that was a good first acapulokey.
I mean, yeah, I think so. All right, are you ready for it?
Yeah, which song should I do?
I think you should do Be Prepared.
Okay, so I can't remember any of the words from Be Prepared. So that's what makes this funny, right? Okay,
I'm prepared.
Let's see how this goes. Home. Home.
Yeah, you've got to do all the home. Instruments.
Home. I don't know. Tension. Sweat as a warthog's backside.
Oh, pretty good.
Just tension. Pride. Oh, he says pride.
Good.
I don't know these words at all. Sessions. Those aren't the words. Prepare for the science of a lifetime.
Good.
Prepared for sensational news.
We're back to English. Excellent.
The tips, good era is tiptoeing nearer. Where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it's so sorted, but you'll be rewarded. I knew that.
Good.
I'm just the be prepared. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it? Okay. Here's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
I want this more than anything I've ever wanted. I want to see this scene just with your vocals. Just no sound, only your vocals.
I will do that. And
I need to see that. And then you should do that for the opening epic scene.
With you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we'll do, and we'll find a way to post that somewhere.
You've gotta.
Yeah, I don't know if that's legal, but that it just has to be done.
It's fine. I checked.
All right, guys, keep an eye out for that acapellaki versions. Well, there's one last thing I wanted to do. I remember I told you I had kind of had an idea for something too. Now this is, I don't know if this is a good idea, but it's something I wanted to call my spot. Now, what I'm doing here is I want us to take the cast of the cast of Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and see who would have played those roles in The Lion King. Oh. If they were in The Lion King, who would they have played? This is called My Spot.
As in, I'm not throwing away my spot?
My spot, yeah. So where is their spot? It's the best I could come up with.
It's a good question. Do you want to start? You have ideas?
Well, I think there's some obvious ones to throw out first of all.
Great.
So I think obviously Lin-Manuel Miranda's character, the Hamilton type of character, would be Simba. I mean, that's obvious.
Main character.
But then you get into some shaky territory from then on. I mean, maybe George Washington as Mufasa, you know?
I could see that. What I'd like is Jonathan Groff as Scar.
Yeah, see, I, at first I was like, well, the villain, you know, Burr kills Hamilton, Burr. So you'd want Burr as Scar. But then, no, yeah, I think the king,
he's already
king
got
George.
The accent ready, so
yeah,
I think that he would fit right in.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little too silly, but also in Hamilton, the king has some very serious, anger.
Scar's got some, snapbacks, you know? He's got his sarcasm. He's got his sass.
That Scar's famous for his sass.
You're like, Scar is sassy.
Yep. Now, who do you think would play Timon and Pumbaa?
Are
we talking Lafayette?
Definitely,
maybe Hercules,
I was gonna say.
Mulligan, maybe?
Oh, that'd be good. I would like that.
Who would play Nala? Because you've got Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy. So, I mean, Peggy probably not, but Angelica or Eliza, I think Angelica's probably a little bit more spunky. And Nala's kind of got the, you know, pinned you again. I see that more as Angelica.
I don't know, but I think Eliza knows how to have a good time.
From what?
From...
When she beatboxes?
Yeah. Yeah. And the way she plays with their son, you know, and she's...
Yeah, I got it.
And she's very, motivating and supporting. So Nala kind of helps motivate Simba to go back. And in the same way, I think Eliza has done similar motivational things.
How about Rafiki?
Rafiki.
Who from the Hamilton cast would be Rafiki?
I'm going to go with Aaron Burr.
Really? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because although there's a lot of things that we kind of you know, were like, ugh, about Aaron Burr. He was kind of, I think he had a little bit of a philosopher's vibe to him. You know, he's constantly trying to like analyze things and figure things out and like word things in a interesting way to people.
Yeah, I get that.
And he's trying to give advice all the time. And that's kind of what Rafiki's doing.
I think for me, Rafiki would be Thomas Jefferson. Just kind of, it's kind of for a similar reason. Mm-hmm. But I think Thomas Jefferson is maybe a little bit more silly.
Definitely.
And Rafiki's kind of got that silliness to him. So it's like, he's
but
smart.
But is he silly or is he just like nuts?
You mean Rafiki or Thomas Jefferson?
Rafiki.
Rafiki, okay, yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Well, that was interesting. I'm glad we did my spot.
Yeah, I mean, you're analyzing the characters, seeing which ones match up.
Yeah, okay, I think that's
so
fun.
Going one step further, and yet in a different direction.
Okay.
Where is your spot? Which character would you be?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like probably Rafiki, honestly. Because I feel like, yeah, because I feel like I have some good things to say. But it's kind of masked in this, like, silliness.
Do you think you're a philosopher?
I think, therefore, I am a philosopher.
So that's my mind exploding.
What about you? Whose shoes would you fill or paws would you fill or whatever?
I think I'm more of a Timon.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got his funny comments, but he's also got his freaking out moments.
Yeah.
And he's a loyal pal.
And you eat bugs.
And I eat bugs. Anyway, so I'd be a Timon, and I think that that's pretty accurate.
I would say so. What did we learn from The Lion King?
Good question. You know, I feel like jealousy, it's really deep-seated. And you let that grow, and you let it 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 grow. And then out blooms destruction. So that's something we should keep in mind. But, you know, we should also... Oh, you were going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say it's interesting that they named him Scar, because I feel like bitterness and jealousy and stuff like that is a lot of times a wound that never heals for some people. That's the reason they can't get over it. So it's interesting that they named him Scar. They probably did that on purpose. A little symbolism there.
Symbolism.
Symbolism, yeah.
Ooh, you didn't even know you made that joke.
Did
you?
Not. Did
Good
not.
Good work. I did not. Hi, Mark. anyways, so we got the jealousy thing, and we learned that your past can still hurt, but you can learn from it. Thank you, Rafiki. We also learned loyalty from when Pumbaa gets stuck under that tree and Nala's coming at him to eat him.
Ooh, yeah.
And Timon doesn't run. He jumps around back and tries to push him through.
And he says, I always have to save your,
Is that what he really says?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I must have missed that. We also learned a lot of good jokes.
Yeah. Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Yeah, classic. Trying new things, because he tried the bugs, and they tasted like chicken.
I guess I could so. Go on I think now we're just like, now you're just looking at the meaning of every single moment of the movie.
I'm currently watching the movie, and I'm just naming everything that pops up. The sun rises.
Oh, we learned that.
Oh, we learned that the stars contain our ancestors.
Yeah, I love how Pumbaa's like, they're probably balls of gas billions of years away. Like, that's ridiculous.
Okay, good. Another solid joke. So yeah, we learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think we're better off.
I hardly know we're off.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, I think it's time to rate this. What do you think?
I agree.
Rate for it, rate for it.
I'm willing to rate for it.
We should make a... We never had a theme song for our rating section. We should have one that's just rate for it, rate for it.
I didn't even think about that. That'd be good. Let's do that.
Okay. From now on, guys. You heard it. This is the birth of the ratings theme song. Well, Elise, what would you rate this? What would you rate The Lion King?
So I'm going to give it an 8. 8 for it, 8 for it.
8 for it. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too.
I mean, we've talked it to death, but, you know, we've got a bunch of awesome characters. We learned a lot of lessons. We have a lot of good songs. It's a movie that's still good, even when you're older.
I'm right there with you. I'm going to give it an 8. Well, no, I don't want to be the same. Oh. I'll give it an 8.1. How about that?
You had to one-up me. Point one up me.
Point one up you. Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8.1. Similar reasons. Doesn't get old, I don't think.
Well, literally it does, but...
Well, but I mean, it's not dated. You don't watch it and go, ooh, boy, the early 90s, you know?
Right, except for Jonathan Taylor Thomas. We didn't talk about him,
well,
but...
Well, yeah, but...
he's great.
But also... Also Matthew Broderick.
I'm a bride.
The voice of Ferris Bueller in a Disney movie is fantastic. And we got, pre-producers, Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick mashup or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But also the animation is incredible.
Animalation.
Okay. It really does feel like, I don't know, like you're watching Planet Earth on BBC or something. There are a lot of really interesting shots that hadn't been seen before in a Disney movie. And they wanted the scope of it to be huge, and I think they succeeded. So just from an animation standpoint, it's a classic. The music's incredible. And the story, it's the first original story, like we said. The first time Disney was like, hey, let's try something new. And I think it paid off. I think there were people that had their doubts in the early days during the production. But I think it turned out great. And it's probably... I'm sure some people say it's the best Disney movie of all time. I like other ones more, but I could see why this would be a contender.
I hardly know her.
There we go. So yeah, 8's around. Well, 8.1 and an 8, so.
Yeah, see, if you would have just stuck with 8, you could have said 8's around.
Yeah, but I really like that 0.1.
What's the 0.1 for?
The hula dancing.
It only gets a 0.1?
Yeah.
So you said that was your favorite song.
It is my favorite song, but yeah, whatever. Don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm just saying I want to make sure your facts are straight.
I can rate it however I want. I have opinions.
Opinions matter.
Good one.
Thank you very much. Worked really hard on that one.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
All right. Well, we did it.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's going to do it for our Lion King episode. That was fun. I can't wait to see how that Be Prepared and the Circle of Life karaoke turned out. What was it?
Acapulokey.
Gosh, that's going to be hard to remember.
Acapulokey.
Acapulokey. Guys, next week we are doing a very interesting musical and a very appropriate musical for next week because next Friday is Groundhog Day and we are talking about Groundhog Day the musical. So, guys, listen to the soundtrack. It's a very interesting musical. If you have access to see it somehow, see it, check it out. It's fun. But we will be talking about that next week. Give us your alternate titles on Twitter at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals. What would you have called Groundhog Day the Musical? I'd like to know. Guys, well, that's going to do it for this episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise, and you're watching Disney Channel. Ah, cha-cha, giddy-giddy-o.
Musicals, jazz.